Cardinals Daily Report is brought to you by the Arizona Lottery. You can't win if you don't play.
I'm Darren Urban. I'm joined with Kyle Odegaard. We're getting here near the end of camp. Obviously, there's some camp battles going on. We got two preseason games left, some interesting battles still to come at a few different positions. One, obviously, the wide receivers. There's been a lot of talk about who's going to stick around. I think it's becoming fairly clear that the Cardinals are probably going to end up keeping six. You know, you have the first four of Fitz, Floyd, John Brown, and Ted Ginn. John Brown has had an excellent camp. He's going to be your fifth guy. And then that battle for six, I think it's going to end up being Walt Powell because the rookie has just shown too much. I don't think you can get him through waivers to get him to the practice squad. The good thing is that a guy like Britton Golden, if you really wanted to have him on the practice squad with the new practice squad rules, he's somebody you could keep there. Now, I don't know if you're going to want a seventh receiver, but that's a guy that you could keep around even if you don't have him on the 53-man roster.
Another interesting group is the linebackers. They signed Desmond Bishop to play inside about a week ago, and he already made an impression on the staff, so he's made his name, and he might be a guy that they keep, which makes you wonder, you know, can they keep five inside linebackers now? Is Kenny Demons kind of a guy on the bubble? And then you look on the outside, and if you keep five on the inside, can you keep five on the outside? Because 10 linebackers is quite a few.
Yeah.
Marcus Bernard might be a bubble guy. So it kind of depends maybe on Kevin Minter's health. If he's ready to go for the season opener, maybe you're okay on the inside with four, but that's kind of to be determined and depends on health.
And Kenny Demons can go on the practice squad as well. You look at the offensive line, I mean, I think you've got guys you're for sure going to keep, whether Cooper is starting or not. But on the backside, you got Ted Larson, who's definitely going to be on this team. You figure at this point that Max Starks, as a veteran swing tackle, probably makes more sense right now than Bradley Sowell, but obviously they're still fighting. And Earl Watford, who's a draft pick that obviously hasn't played as well as they would have liked him to at this point, but I don't think you're going to do anything with him. I think he's got to stick around. But again, these guys are all trying to make enough a name for themselves to be able to stick, because you can only keep so many linemen.
And you look at the cornerback position as well, and you want to keep, you know, a lot of guys because it's become such a passing league. You look at behind guys like Bethel and Peterson and Cromartie. You're looking around and you need one more probably. It's either going to be Brian McCann or Teddy Williams. And you think that maybe it's going to come down to special teams. Teddy Williams has done well there before he got hurt last year. Does that give him the edge? And then you look at safeties. I think, you know, those four are pretty well stocked with Matthew. And then you have Buchanan, Jefferson, and Rashad Johnson. But if Matthew's not ready to go, he's making another step today. So if he's good, I think those four are good. If not, maybe Curtis Taylor gets in the mix.
Well, and it'll be interesting, too. McCann is a very good special teams player as well. But, you know, Teddy Williams, I think, has made a real name for himself in that regard. And then, of course, you don't forget about the kickers between Catanzaro and Feely, and that's going to come down to the wire. So it'll be interesting for sure, and I think this third game is going to mean a lot to a lot of guys. So for Kyle Odegaard, I'm Darren Urban. This has been another edition of Cards Daily on azcardinals.com.